morning, this is Grace and Jess with your 10 a.m. set lines.
In local news, the Queensland Government is considering 171 council properties for affordable housing project. Where not much is known about where the properties are, some councils have withdrawn their nominated sites following public concern over the potentiality of losing parklands. The Livingstone Shire Council in particular saw a public rally that sought to halt the conversion of Flinders Park into housing development land. It is alleged that the community nor some of its councillors were aware that the park was even being considered. With the housing crisis still on the rise, more is expected to be done to resolve the issue. However, Andy Ireland, the Livingstone Shire Mayor, believes that councillors need to be more open and transparent about the decisions they make.
In more local news, a woman who was alone in Kagari was beaten by a Wangari, commonly known as Dingo, on Saturday. The attack left the woman with two small abrasions on her right thigh, and the Queensland Parks and Wildlife Service is investigating the case. After the woman felt a nip on her thigh, she turned to see a Dingo, which circled and lunged at her, and another began to circle her. She yelled and swung her water bottle, and stay as calm as possible as the drivers of four vehicles came to her aid. Department of Environment and Science reminds visitors and residents on Kagari to never walk alone and carry a stick for protection.
In national news, researchers show that only one female scientist is mentioned in Australian high school science curricula. In a study that uncovered the mass gender bias, Dr. Kat Ross, along with seven other researchers, found that across Australia's Year 11 and 12 science subjects, around 150 male scientists were mentioned for their achievements, but only one woman was mentioned at all, that being Rosalind Franklin. According to Dr. Ross, this omission dangerously continues the cultural trend of undervaluing the work of women in STEM. She's now working with Queensland curriculum developers to address this bias and hopes that other states will find ways to amend the narrative of the lone man genius.
In more national news, the Palaszczuk government has committed $19 billion towards the transformation of the Sandwell Clean Energy Hub, as well as the Queensland Energy and Jobs Plan to unlock 100,000 new industrial jobs in hydrogen, renewables, manufacturing, and critical minerals. The hub is aimed to test out new energy technology and provide a hands-on training environment for Queensland Energy employees to develop the skills needed to work on renewable energy technologies.
In international news, hundreds of young Kenyans are protesting against alleged job scams. After paying huge sums of money to an agency that promised them job opportunities in foreign countries, these youths are demanding compensation from the First Choice Recruitment and Consultant Agency, as none of these opportunities ever materialized. This has left hundreds of people angry and in severe debt. Judy Chepchirchir, the agency's owner, argues the company did not defraud the youths and has even reportedly dismissed several summons by the Labour and Social Welfare Committee of the Kenyan Senate.
For your weather today, it is currently 19 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is also in a moderate band.
That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Oi you, this next one has some proper coarse language. Real rough stuff in it. Switch it off if it ain't for you.